The doors are now locked on the state's coastal management program. That's the bottom line result of the legislature and governor's action last week in not extending it. Now officials are wondering what it will take to reconstruct a new program to fit into the federal system. Kotzebue's Reggie Jewell, a Democrat who's a member of the majority caucus, began answering that question during a meeting last week of the House Finance Committee.
I watched an issue like this evolve over the issue of subsistence, where the state and people could not come together. And we still haven't. People went to the federal government, and we're under a dual management system of our game resources. I think we run the risk of another entrenchment.
Jewell referred to issues such as endangered species, critical habitat, and wild lands in which the state routinely challenges the federal government. He says the state action is to clear the way for development. Jewell agrees with the administration's idea that Alaska can still voice its opinion on coastal matters, but he says it won't be with the same authority that the Coastal Management Program carries. Attorney General John Burns was at the committee's witness table while Jewell made his comments. In reply, Burns recognized Jewell's look at the future of the program, saying he too is concerned about the polarizing effect of putting the program away. But Burns says he sees an opportunity to rebuild a system that will work.
The state of Alaska, state residents have to work together because in the end, we are all in this together. The decisions that we make have to be made as Alaskans, regardless of ethnicity and geographic location. We have to make decisions in the best interest of the state as a whole.
Jewell told the committee that he is concerned about Alaska losing its reputation in all resource development management questions, especially when it is seen as not being able to manage its coastal issues.